again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and with me today is Maven Sipes from the Northern Illinois Food Bank, who's going to tell us all about the good work that they're doing. And of course, this time of the year, folks, everybody's in need of food. They need food throughout the year, but especially during the holidays. It's so much that goes on that people are in need, and that's where the Northern Illinois Food Bank comes in to help others. And Maven's going to tell us more about what they do and all the good things that they do. And Maven, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So the U.S. Department of Agriculture has reports out there. Would you like to share that with the folks?
Yeah, so the USDA does a report annually on food insecurity. And food insecurity means that you don't have enough food that you need for your body, for your nutrition to thrive. You might not have all the meals that you need every day. And so the report that was just released a couple months ago said that food insecurity increased by 31%. And that's the largest increase that we have seen in years. And food insecurity right now is at the highest since 2014. And that might be surprising for some folks, considering, you know, we think the pandemic is over.
Now, how bad is it in the McHenry County area here in Northern Illinois?
Sure. So Northern Illinois, we are also seeing a very high increase. We're serving historical numbers right now. On average, each month, we're serving about 540,000 neighbors. And that is about 80,000 more than this time last year each month. And it's nearly double what we were serving pre-COVID.
80,000 more. And is there any way that, what do you attribute it to?
So we think there's a couple factors. Part of it is inflation and increased costs. And the pandemic era kind of benefits, government benefits, those sort of ended over the last year. And so people were hit with, they might have been getting some additional support, but now they've lost that. They're seeing a lot of increased expenses. And so even though the majority of people are working, even though unemployment is low, it's not enough. Your dollar does not stretch as far. And so if you didn't have extra income left over, you don't have enough now to pay your bills, get the food, you know, get your gas, get your kids to school or get to work. It's hard out there.
You know, it's hard throughout the year, but especially around the holidays. And I know a lot of people are struggling to feed their families throughout the year, but even more so around the holidays. The Northern Illinois Food Bank that's helping neighbors and friends that are out there, how much of a demand do you see during the holiday season?
Yeah, so we definitely see an increase, and we try to get more food out during the holidays because we know, again, if your dollar only stretches so far and isn't covering all your bills, around the holidays, everybody wants to do something a little special. However you celebrate, whatever holidays mean to you, you're doing something with family and friends and loved ones. You might want to have special meals. You might want to get gifts for your loved ones. And so that puts extra strain on families. And so at the food bank, we have a holiday meal box program where we'll distribute over 50,000 holiday meal boxes. So that's a turkey and a box of all the stuffings, all the fixings and sides and things that you would expect so that these families can sit together and have that special holiday meal with their families.
So Maven, how can you maintain that? I mean, I know you have to count on donations, financial and also from supermarkets, I'm sure, and groups. How do you maintain that? That's with the growing need. I mean, that's a really big task.
Yeah, I will tell you, it's a challenge at the food bank right now. You know, like just as inflation and high costs are impacting all of us, you know, as individuals and our personal budgets, it's impacting the food bank. We're spending more now, you know, to purchase the food that we need. And even though we do get about 60% of our food donated, we do still have to invest and purchase food. And our donations are down. Our financial donations are down. You know, we saw great community support during the pandemic, and it really increased the awareness of the food bank and the food pantry network. But now we're seeing donations down. And it's going to be hard for us to sustain meeting this level of need without that increased community support.
Is there a number per month that you need financially to be able to purchase food and maintain all the donations that you're making for families?
That's a great question. It varies per month, depending on, you know, what seasonality and all of that. So there's not exactly a dollar per month, but just to give you an example, we spend over $100,000 each week on produce alone, which is our most requested item. And so, you know, obviously we have additional expenses and things outside of that to a great scale, but we are a large operation and, you know, those financial donations help make that possible.
And you're serving 13 counties, is that correct?
Yes, we have 13 counties in Northern Illinois. We've got suburban counties as well as some rural communities.
What is the total population of that area? Do you know what that amounts to about Maven?
I want to say it's 4 or 4.5 million.
And out of that amount, you've got over 500 families in need.
We're serving over 540,000 neighbors coming to us each month.
Wow. That's just hard to believe. 540,000 families in need of food. That's really kind of sad when you think about it.
It is a staggering number, and it's something, you know, the last few years we've really been trying to increase the awareness, and we've been trying to reduce the stigma so people do feel more comfortable coming and asking for help. And we believe it's, you know, it's working. More people are willing to come to us. People are coming more often. They're using us as a resource, rather than, you know, making other sacrifices. But it's putting a strain on us as well as our food pantry network to make sure that we can keep the shelves stocked.
Do you get a lot of support from the supermarkets in McHenry County? I mean, you've got a lot of big chains, whether it be Jewel or whether it be Trader Joe's or whoever. They offer good support for you folks.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Our retailers, we partner with probably almost every retailer within our community. Jewel Osco is actually our number one food donor annually. And so we get great food that's donated to us or directly to our food pantries. And it's where we can get a really great variety of food that is still perfectly fine and good for our neighbors, but just they weren't able to sell it. So we're able to get it out.
So you pick the yourselves monthly, is that how it works, or weekly?
So we pick up from stores usually a couple times a week, and then we'll have some food pantries that will also pick up. So most retail stores will have someone picking up donations 6 to 7 days a week.
Now, do you carry refrigerated products for the folks in need, or is it all just fresh foods?
No, we have perishable and non-perishable. Yeah, in fact, about 28% of the food we distribute is fresh produce. Another 15% is dairy, and another 15 to 18% is protein. And so we have very large refrigeration coolers and freezers at our facilities, and our pantries do as well. And so a lot of our food pantries, when someone comes in to get food, it's like shopping at a grocery store. You're able to pick what you need, and there's a great variety.
So when they go to your location, that's in what, Geneva?
Our main facility is in Geneva. That's where our center is, but it's really a distribution hub that we are sending food out to our other centers as well as to our 900 food pantries and feeding programs that are in our network.
So if somebody wanted to locate a center where they should go, how would they go about doing that?
So the best way is to visit our website, which is solvehungertoday.org, and you can click on the Get Groceries button and you put in your zip code and it will tell you what resources are available to you. If there's a food pantry near you, if there's a mobile market coming to your area, so that you can find the resources you need.
Let's give the folks that email address one more time, Maven.
Sure, it's solvehungertoday.org.
Okay. The infrastructure of the food bank that you have in place right now, that's serving over 500,000 meals per month, correct?
We're serving over 500,000 people. Meals per month, we usually do about 7 million meals a month.
So you're doing about 80 million meals a year.
That's correct.
80 million meals a year. I mean, that boggles your mind. That is just an awesome number. I mean, it's sad in a way because there's that many people in need.
Yeah, it is. It is. But we're grateful we're able to be there. You know, we talk a lot about solving hunger. And people sometimes ask us, what does that mean? You know, does that mean there's gonna be no poverty? There's gonna be, you know, everybody has all the resources that they need. And that's not what we mean. What we mean is that if somebody needs food, they can find a way to access the food that they need. And that might mean using a food pantry. There might be a time in their life that they're in a season where they need to use a food pantry. They need to come and get assistance. But if they're able to access the food that they need and feed them and their families, then that to us, that's solving hunger if we can provide enough food so that people have that access.
So basically, somebody can donate to Northern Illinois Food Bank, or they could donate to the local food pantry as well, correct?
Yes, yep. Our local food pantries are all their own nonprofits and they rely on financial and food donations as well.
And you have over 900 food pantries?
Food pantries and feeding programs. So that includes our schools that we work with for our backpack program or our kids' meals. We have senior sites, we have soup kitchens, shelters that we partner with. So there's a variety of programs within that.
That's an awesome task when you start thinking about soup kitchens and food pantries and you know, that's an awful lot to tackle.
It is. It is. We have a great team that works with our agencies to really help them build capacity and provide the resources and tools that they need. And we try to connect them so they can support each other. We have some pantries that are larger and they have tools and resources that they can share and teach, you know, smaller pantries.
I know this is going to be a difficult question, but with the rise that's going on right now, the rise in demand, what do you foresee as far as needs for the food pantries?
Yeah, no one has a crystal ball, but we don't anticipate things going down, you know, in the short term. You know, economists are saying we might be able to avoid a recession and inflation and isn't going to grow as high. But nobody's talking about prices going back down. This is kind of the new normal. And so we do anticipate that we'll continue to see this level of demand in our community. And we want to make sure that we can be there and provide the nutritious food that our neighbors need and want.
Now, besides the food that's being donated, you also purchase food as well, correct?
We do, yes. We purchase between 25 and 30% of our food.
And do you get a discount from those organizations when you purchase the food?
We do, yeah. We're able to really, you know, because we're purchasing at such large volumes, we are able to get a very good rate. We also work, you know, with some local farmers where we work with manufacturers that also donate food to us, and then we'll purchase some items that we need. So we are able to get, you know, things at a good cost, but still very different pricing now than when it was, you know, 3-4 years ago.
Do you have a greater need for canned goods as opposed to the fresh poultry or fresh protein?
So in terms of what people donate to us, you know, the non-perishable is usually more popular and easier for people to donate. But the demand is really in the fresh. It's just difficult because you have to do a quick turnaround. But produce and meat and protein are the most requested items.
We're going to pause for 1 minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're talking with Maven right now from the Northern Illinois Food Bank, telling us all about the needs of the community and how we can help as a community, the Northern Illinois Food Bank, to help them help others. Maven, when you look at what you have to do for the coming year in your forecast, is there a number that you look at for the food you need per month to be able to supply and take care of all these families that you're working with right now?
I mean, we're currently, like I said, averaging about that 7 million meals a month that we distribute. And so about 60% of that needs to be donated, and then we purchase 30, and then we do get about 10% from the government that helps us get there.
You know, I don't think people realize, I want you to say that again, it's 7 million meals a month. That's just unbelievable.
It is something that it's hard to understand. It's hard to imagine. And even as we engage with people and that come to the food bank to volunteer, many of them for their first time are very surprised. You know, a lot of people have a picture of a traditional food pantry and they don't understand a food bank and our scale, and that we're able to provide and support, you know, those 900 programs across the 13 counties. And so it does, the scale is different.
Do you find when people come to the food bank, I'm sure they come with their children and they try and collect things, do they feel sometimes embarrassed going there as opposed to, you know, not being able to purchase something in a store? I would imagine that's kind of hard for some people.
It's very difficult. It is very difficult. And, you know, the last few years, I think, have made it a little bit easier, just like the Great Recession reduced the stigma a little bit, where lots of people were realizing, oh, you know, like I might lose my job and I might need assistance. And so we're trying to really work on the experience and make sure that people understand that they can, again, it's like shopping at a grocery store. Like, nobody's here to judge you. We're not here to ask you, you know, to verify why are you in need and what caused you to come here. That's not important to us. We want to make sure you have the food that you need. Something we also hear from our neighbors too is they know other people might be in need too, and they don't want to take something that they're not going to be able to use, or they want to make sure there's enough left for the next person. And so, you know, they're very cognizant of trying to make sure that their neighbors also have what they need.
I guess one of the more difficult things is when people come, how do you determine whether or not they're legitimate as opposed to someone that's just trying to work the system and and get food as opposed to those that are truly in need?
So we do get this question every once in a while. And, you know, it's honestly not something that's really a problem. Again, like we just talked about how it's hard to come and ask for help. And so most people, even if you feel like, oh, I really would like to save money on food, going into a food pantry and getting food for free is not something people are going to choose to do. You know, again, there is a great variety of food there, but it is still limited. You're not able to get everything that you would, you know, specifically want. And some of these cases, you come to a mobile market or you're coming to a pantry, you're waiting in a long line or you're driving up in your car and you're getting a box of food, putting in your trunk. Not everyone has the opportunity to pick and it might not be the food that you would like. And so we really feel like if somebody is coming and they've, you know, made the decision that if I'm able to get this food here, I can use my resources in another way. I can pay that bill that I need. I can, you know, take care of something or that type of thing, that's what they need to do. This is their solution on how they're able to get by.
I would imagine, too, that you probably see some of the same people on a repeat basis, too, coming to the food pantry.
We do, yeah. I mean, there are some, especially our food pantries, really build relationships with the neighbors, you know, and get to know them and try to be a support to them and offer connections and resources where they can. Some of our food pantries really have wraparound services that can help with other assistance that they might need. We also have, especially we have a pantry out in our Rockford location called the Winnebago Community Market that we operate. And a lot of our neighbors that come for food also volunteer. They help stock the shelves and they help do the distribution and then they take food at the end of the shift. And so again, our neighbors really want to give back. And if they're not able to give financially, they try to find other ways that they can show their gratitude.
So what do you say to people that need help, but perhaps pride gets in the way? Because it's very difficult. I mean, you have to swallow your pride, perhaps, to go to the food pantry and say, gee, I need help. And some people can do that, some people can't. But those that can't, how do you address that?
So we also try to offer a couple different options for distributions for people that might not be very comfortable with, I have to come into a food pantry. And a lot of the food pantries, in order to keep their records and things, they will ask for your name and information. And some people aren't comfortable with that. So we do have an online food pantry option where people can place an order online and feel kind of more anonymous and come and pick it up. And so that helps some people kind of dip their toe in and feel like, it's really hard for me to ask for help, but I'm going to try it out. And, you know, as they get comfortable and as they realize, as they meet the volunteers and they meet the pantry staff, they realize, okay, like people are here to help me. Like this is, you know, neighbors helping neighbors, like it's okay. And we do have some, those mobile market programs where it's a drive up. And so you can stay in your car, you drive up, we'll load your car. And some people feel more comfortable with that as well.
So when you talk about Northern Illinois Food Bank, the logistics, from the state line all the way out to Rockford, how far south do you go and how far east do you go as far as your territory, Maven?
So we surround Cook County. So Cook County is served by Greater Chicago Food Depository, but we do Lake County. We surround it with McHenry, DuPage. We go down to Will County. We go all the way down to Kankakee. So that's kind of as far south as we go.
All the way down to Kankakee. That's a pretty broad area.
It is. It is. And so it helps us to have kind of our other distribution centers. We have one in Joliet that serves the southern region. And then we have one in Lake Forest that serves Lake and McHenry and our Rockford location. So it's kind of a hub and spoke model. But our drivers are out on the road a lot. We have 28 drivers that are out every day. And last year, they drove enough to go around the world 30 times. That's how many miles they drove.
You know, this is like talking to a major corporation. I mean, I don't think people realize how big Northern Illinois Food Bank is. I think they think of it as McHenry County, but it's much larger than that.
We are. Yeah, we're one of the probably top 10 or top 15 food banks in the country out of the 200 food banks across the country in terms of the amount of food that we distribute.
So if there's someone listening out there right now that needs help or a family member, what should they do? How should they go about contacting you folks?
So if they have internet access, the easiest way is to start at our website, solvehungertoday.org. Click on the Get Groceries, and there's a page there where you can, again, use the map to find resources near you. There's a list of our mobile market distributions. But we also have a SNAP outreach team, and we have a hotline, and they can be there to assist to help you find a pantry. They can help you apply for SNAP benefits or find out if you might be eligible. and they might be able to help with other resources or questions as well. And so the phone number to call them is 844-600-7627.
Let's do that one more time, Avon.
Sure. To reach our SNAP team, you can call 844-600-7627.
And that website, correct me if I'm wrong, is that www.solvehungertoday.org?
That's correct.
Okay, so one more time, folks, www.solve, S-O-L-V-E, hunger, H-U-N-G-E-R, all one word, today, part of that one word, .org, and to get more information. So what would you offer up to folks right now that you want to say? I know it's holiday season. People are more giving around the holiday season, but what happens in January and February and March?
So we do, you know, we definitely get a lot of interest and support in November and December. And so we encourage people to, you know, consider the food bank and the food pantry network year round. Volunteering is something where right now, if somebody looked at our volunteer calendar and wanted to volunteer, it might be hard to find spots. But if you come, try to come in January, February, March, like, we need your support. So we do always need volunteers. This time of year just gets a little busy, but we do need volunteers. We have about 20,000 volunteers annually that help us pack food in our warehouses, distribute the food, get it all out there. And then in terms of financial donations, those are needed year round as well. Every $1 donated helps provide $8 worth of groceries. And so again, we can really stretch that dollar farther to make sure that our neighbors have the food that they need.
So those who volunteer, what type of jobs would they be fulfilling for you, Maven?
Sure. So if you volunteer at one of our centers, you're going to be working on a variety of projects where we're helping pack and get food ready. So you might be packing up food that goes in our backpacks that go out to the kids for the weekend. You might be packing up produce. We buy bulk produce, and you might be putting them in 5-pound bags, tying up the bag, weighing them, packing them out to go out to our food pantries. You might be labeling cans. You might be sorting through bread and putting bread in boxes. So there's lots of different projects based on the food that's donated or the produce and things that we source.
I'm going to back up for just a minute because the backpack thing is something we haven't talked about. You want to tell the folks about that?
Sure. So we have a backpack program where we have about 2,000 kids a week that we provide a backpack on Friday that they take home with enough meals to feed them over the weekend. So there's a lot of kids that might receive the free or reduced lunch during school. And that's great. But then the weekend, the families have to have that extra food to feed the kids. And so we try to put child-friendly food and snacks within the backpacks. And then they bring the backpacks back on Monday, and they'll get new food distributed to them the following Friday.
That was going to be my question. You supply the backpacks.
Yeah, so we provide the backpacks. Usually they're wheelie backpacks, so if the kids are little, they can wheel it and not have to necessarily carry it. And the schools will actually carry the backpacks. We'll provide the food in another type of bag so that the backpacks will stay at the school. They'll load them up. The kids will take them home, bring them back Monday, and it goes on and on.
And that's amazing. I mean, just to think about that, the kids are coming home with a backpack so they can eat over the weekend. That kind of breaks your heart.
Yeah, it is. I'm a mom. I have two young kids. And it's one of the things that really keeps me going here is thinking that, you know, if my kids didn't have food, kids come home from school and man, are they hungry? You know what I mean? Like, they spent all day learning and like they need to eat
right.
Something. And so making sure that every parent, you know, in our community can have a food to give their kid is really important to me.
You know, it makes you feel like when you have dinner or you sit down and have something for breakfast or lunch or whatever, if you don't finish your meal, if you leave something on your plate, it's like, gosh, somebody else would just love to have the balance of whatever you left on that plate. You know, I think sometimes we get spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. It's there is a lot of food waste in the country. And that's one of the things that's great about food banks and our partnerships with the retail stores and the grocery stores is rather than that food going to waste, they're able to provide it to the food bank.
So somebody listening today, are there any items in particular you need more than others that you want to share with the folks, Maven?
So right now, actually, the three items we're asking for the most are jelly, flour, and oil.
Really?
Jelly is something it's been hard for us to purchase recently and keep on the shelves. And flour and oil, especially around the holiday time, are in higher demand. And it's not something people typically donate. You do a food drive and you think, oh, okay, I'm going to do mac and cheese or soups. But people want food, things, items that they can cook with. And if they're doing holiday baking or cooking, you know, that flour and oil is very helpful.
So you talk about vegetable oil?
Yes.
So those three things. Wow, that's amazing. Well, we're about to run out of time here, Maven, but I want to thank you for bringing all this to our attention and sharing it with us so we could share with our audience the needs of people that are out there right now that certainly need the help and assistance of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And for you folks out there for listening, we want to thank you for listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us for more information. We want to thank you for listening to our show and hope you can help the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Thanks again, Maven, and have a good day.
Thank you so much.